Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Wake up!
Hey, this isn't going to change the way you dress or eat lollipops, is it?
Need to wake yourself up.
I wake up with you every morning.
Wake yourself up!
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
So, what are we doing today?
We are going to have so much fun.
Oh, fun is so fun.
That's what this show is all about.
Great.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Showtime.
Here we go. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Show number 2255. It's Wednesday morning.
Oosh.
And yesterday, we celebrated the first day of winter with the O'Brien clan at the compound.
Oh, how fun.
Snowball fights and,
yes,
and hot
snowball.
Cocoa. And,
did ya?
Yes.
Did ya? Okay, there we go.
Not even close. Although up in the mountains, they got a ton
of
snow.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Well, good. That's good. We need it.
Just, and that's where it should stay, right there up in the mountains.
We need it. Let it melt and flow down.
Mm-hmm.
We do need it.
Add an inch back to the water at Lake Mead, if
yes.
that.
Speaking of which, did you see that they, with new homes, they're not allowing lawn anymore here.
What?
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Oh,
that's
is that good.
We need to shower and drink and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And yes, it's good.
Well, good. All right. Well, things are moving forward, though. That's all we know. And be careful.
Right.
Be safe, because the outbreak is picking back up again. And right in time for the holidays.
Yes, exactly. Where everybody's out there shopping and doing all that stuff, too. Please be careful.
Mix of sunshine, high clouds today and tomorrow. High today in the upper 50s, low 60s tomorrow. Chance of rain on Friday, which possibly could mean a white Christmas
might.
In the mountains.
Yes,
up in the mountains.
That's right. I'd love to have a white Christmas here. Oh, my God, I would love that. Even for, when it lasts for till like 7 in the morning.
That's about it.
Come on.
I just remember growing up in the Midwest, and that would be the first thing. First of all, you make sure the gifts are there.
Yeah, Santa made it. Okay,
and then you open the curtains, just like in the movies, and you go, man, cool.
Yeah. Oh,
white
man.
Christmas.
Yeah.
We got 38 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
I love these things. DoorDash released a list of the top 10 things we order from convenience stores late at night. Cookie dough ice cream is number one.
We're that lazy, we have to order have it brought to us.
You're tired, you don't want to go out, you're probably in your sweats, your PJs. Number two is lemon lime soda.
Uh-huh.
A 7-Up, something like that, followed by mac and cheese bites. Peanut butter cups, energy drinks, sour cream and onion potato chips, sour gummy worms, beef jerky, frosted mini donuts, and pickles.
Wow.
So those are your top 10.
All the essentials.
Yes, that's what you order late at night. So DoorDash can bring it over. Either you're really hungry or you're really high or both. So there you go. Seasonal survey by voucher codes. They do this every year. 10% of families say they will probably argue before breakfast on Christmas. That will be the first argument. 3:18 p.m. 3:18 in the afternoon, Christmas Day, peak time for family feuds. So keep that in mind. A little after 3.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people find preparing Christmas dinner, mostly women, of course, the most stressful part of Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, and don't fight over the remote, because that's a big problem, too. Really? Are we still fighting over a remote? Good Lord. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. A lot of people think that, that was just the show. They did the show, right? The movie, right? No. It was created in 1939. Montgomery Ward Department Stores. You remember these, folks?
Yep.
They did it as a way to save money. They'd buy coloring books to pass out at Christmas. Remember when you got something when you went to see Santa?
Mm-hmm.
And they figured it would be cheaper to print their own books with an original character than to keep buying you know, other coloring books every year. And shortly after that, the movie was made.
Wow.
So there you go. So it was a book before it was a movie, just like so many other, just like Spider-Man.
Right.
Just like all of that stuff, mm-hmm. as so many things are. So fun facts for you to know and tell for the holidays. It is indeed Wednesday, Christmas Eve, Few things you should know now. You miss anything, especially while we're off next week, check out our podcasts right on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
Last night, VGK against Tampa, T-Mobile Arena. What happened? What the heck happened? Four-game winning streak snapped just like that, losing 4-3. And it started out real well. Here's Mark Stone with his first of two goals.
Now Pacioretty again. Feeds it out top. Jay Theodore looking. Pacioretty set it up.
So the power play is working. Mark Stone had two goals, and then the big goal from Wah.
Here's Wah! Score! What a move by Nick Wah! His sixth of the season, and the Golden Knights are up by two.
So we're up by two, and I'm fading in and out, trying to watch the whole thing. So clearly I dozed off, and I wake up to this.
10 seconds. Carlson, Theodore let it fly, block. Pacioretty centered it. A chance out in front, and Vasilevsky holds tight. Watt had the chance, and that's it. And the Lightning hang on.
I go, how did it end up 4-3? I thought we were up by two goals.
When did they? Hold on just a second.
Well, they are the Stanley Cup world champs, right? I mean, you got to play them the whole game. So now, however, they've won four out of their last five games.
Right, right.
Which any team would take. Happily, I mean, but now the whole league is shut down because of COVID, and they don't play the VGK won't play until Monday night against the Avalanche over at T-Mobile Arena.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. I don't know if that's going to work, if that's going to do anything.
Who knows? A little break. Maybe it'll do everybody some good.
Right after the holidays, they're back at it, though.
Yeah.
VGK, Avalanche, T-Mobile Arena. So go, Knights, go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
When's the last time you gave a gift you couldn't live down?
Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh.
Think about that. We were talking about it last night, and Jody brought up.
Yeah.
I gave her a garbage can one Christmas.
Right.
She says, you know, you never listen.
Right.
I'm the worst shopper. I'm the worst shopper of all time.
Right.
So I never know what to get Jody.
I don't believe
she goes,
that,
you don't listen, and I drop hints throughout the entire year.
Right.
So one time
she
had mentioned
she usually write it down.
I have in the past.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I remembered she said she wanted a nice chrome, you know, garbage can for the kitchen.
Yes, Mike.
So I bought one, big box and stuff, and that's the gift I can never live down because I made one fatal mistake. I didn't put anything in the garbage can.
Yeah, you should have put
like a bracelet or cash or something.
Right. Oh, man.
But when we always bring this up, she goes, yeah, remember the garbage can?
Yeah. Shut up. Do we have to?
That's
really?
The one you said you wanted one, and I listened, and I bought it. And it's a nice one.
Oh, man. I have a friend who bought, to commemorate when they met. And it was, well, at the time it was his girlfriend, and he bought like a picture, had it framed the whole bit, and it's where the stars were and a whole bit, like the night sky.
Oh.
The night that they met.
Wow.
But it was the wrong date.
Ew.
And I think he had like May and it was June and
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. But it makes for good conversation the next Christmas, doesn't it, though?
You look back at this now and Jody and I laugh.
Yes. But
he got me a garbage can.
But at the time, it's like, what? Wait a minute.
And she opened it up in front of all of the kids. And even my two girls go, a garbage can? Really, Dad?
Yeah. Well, but she wanted it. She said
she
wanted a garbage can. You know, you step. Look at this. Step on it. Look how it flips up. Boing. Look at that, huh?
By the way, for the record, she still has it.
Oh, well, then that's good.
And she still uses it.
Okay, well, see, that's good.
Anybody
that's
else
good.
In that same boat rowing that's the hilarious. Same way? What is that gift that you thought, that? This will be perfect, and for whatever reason, it just turned out to be that gift you can never live down?
What is the date on here? What is May 29th? The day we met. No, it's June 2nd.
Oh, but look how it's framed, and it's the night sky. What's the gift you handed out that you can never live down? All right, Desi's on the phone. Desi, what was it?
It wasn't that I gave the gift. I got a gift. That star, where they buy you a star in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst. She paid like $200 for it.
Wow.
And I'm like, it gave me the coordination. It gave me everything. It's my star, so nobody can use that. So I said the next year I should draw her a map to a jewelry store, give her the coordination, give her the glass window.
That is so funny. You're selling something that kind of doesn't exist. I realize there's a star up there.
Right.
Yes.
The one that Desi got, though, he knows he has a star. And
yes.
he can hand that down generation to generation.
Sure, I think it's that. No, wait a second. Hold on. I think
and
it's
that. And if anybody takes a picture of it, I got the rights to
You shoot. Got it.
There you go. NFT, baby.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Desi.
You know what? I always hear the advertisements for those, you know.
Yeah.
Get something no one else will give
right.
her.
Right. That's good.
It's a star. I never thought anybody really bought those.
No, but your kids will love you when you leave that to them in the will. I got what? I got Dad's star?
Wait a second. She got the car, but I got a star.
I got the star? What
That's
are you even
perfect.
Talking about?
People
yeah.
texting in this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see here. One of our listeners said, one year I got a Mr. Coffee Pot. Never give an appliance to a woman on a holiday or their birthday. And also, Brad said, Mike, my mother taught me never buy the wife something for the house for Christmas. Always buy her something special.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the only thing I got her.
Well, okay.
But it was
All
the
right.
biggest thing. And again, mistake okay. made. I should have put
yes.
something in there.
Yes, maybe you should have put something in there.
Trash?
Yeah. Sure. Yes. No,
yeah, that would have worked, Marty.
Dig deeper, honey.
Yes.
No, go past the banana peels. Go. There's something in there.
Dive
that.
In.
Yes, that's
I
right.
this so you can pick up all the
there's
wrapping
yes,
after.
There's extra. Yeah. There's extra bags at the bottom. Jeez.
Who is it? Tanya? Sonia on the phone?
Tanya.
Tanya, what was it?
A stainless steel strainer for the pasta.
For the pasta.
Somebody got that for you?
No, I got it for my husband.
Oh, you got it for your husband? Was he not draining? Was he not straining the pasta correctly?
That he didn't have anything, because he's the cook in the family, that he didn't have anything to, you know, take the, you know, drain the pasta, strain it or whatever. And 1 year I said, oh, this is a really nice one. This was 25 years ago and we still have it.
See? Yeah.
You still have it. He still has it.
Every time he brings it out, he goes, the Christmas colander.
Yes. Oh. I was going to say, not a strainer, but a colander.
Yes.
Yes. Or yes. a colander. Yes.
That never stops
Fancier.
Giving.
No, it doesn't. I love that. Tanya, thanks for the call.
Not a problem. And Carla, I love you. I want to tell you with boxers and all that.
Oh, Tanya, more coming next year.
Good.
You're awesome. Thank you, my dear.
A couple of more texts about the gift that you never live down.
Yeah, see, Mary Alice said my father gave my mom a vacuum cleaner one Christmas. Never lived that down. Yeah, see, oh, gosh. Oh, my Lord. This is just sad. Sandy, she said, yeah, my husband on our second Christmas together, first married, got me baking pans. Because I just said I wanted them at some point along the way. I need new baking pans. So he got those for me for Christmas. The problem is you immediately think, oh, you want me to do that? Is that what it is? You want me to bake, you know, something to that effect. And I'm wondering if that was the case with, you know.
Maybe.
The garbage
but
can.
But the guy heard
gotta,
bake.
Yeah,
you know what? I'd like some baking pans.
She needs those,
Let
right?
Let me write that down.
Those. Yes. Baking pan.
Christmas is right around the corner. This is perfect.
Jeez.
She says, I don't listen. I listen. I heard her say that.
Exactly what you said.
Baking I'll buy them, wrap it up.
I like chocolate chip.
Merry Christmas, honey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A little bit later on next half hour, all week long, we've been giving away those mixtape tours.
Yep.
With the tickets for the New Kids on the Block in Vogue.
Yes, Rick Astley and Salt and Pepper.
Gonna be in town next year, so you have a chance to win those a little bit later on next half hour, about 8:40, and being Wednesday, it's gonna be another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. So be listening for your chance to win those. Mix of sunshine, high clouds day tomorrow. Should be nice tomorrow, although high today in the upper 50s, low 60s tomorrow. Chance of rain on Friday. Still only about 37 outside. So make sure you warm up the car and put on the scarf.
Yes.
Let's find out. Get Carla's update on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, I still watch The Grey's Anatomy. I like it. Mm-hmm. Ellen Pompeo, who plays Meredith Grey, she says she's kind of ready for the show to end. She said, I feel like I'm the super naive one who keeps saying, but what's the story going to be? And what do we have left to tell? She said, everyone else is like, who cares, Ellen? It makes a gazillion dollars. So she said, I really feel like we've told the majority of the stories we can tell at this point.
Now, being a big fan as you are.
Yeah.
How would you like to see it wrap up? What would be the final episode to you?
Boy, I think I'd like, there's something that she's been working on for a long time, a cure for, or being able to detect Alzheimer's and work with it. And I would like to see her do that. I would like to see that project come to fruition completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd kind of like to see her with someone as her equal again. There are a few different ways, but okay. I think they could end it. It's still very good, but they could end it.
Yeah.
Because I keep wondering. It's like, what are you gonna do now? You know?
Yeah.
So this is pretty funny. Ryan Reynolds, who is very funny, he was recently mistaken for Ben Affleck at a pizzeria in New York.
How?
Pizza joint. I don't know. Or sometimes people screw up names.
Yeah.
But he said they believed I was Ben Affleck, and I never corrected him. He said I felt it wouldn't go over well if I revealed, you know, that I wasn't him. You know, he said they asked me how J-Lo was, and I said, great, good. And I got my pizza, and I left. So
wasn't he one time sexiest man of the year or something?
Yes, in my opinion, he still is.
Oh,
I think he's
okay.
Adorable. Just adorable. New York Times did a story on producer Amy Pascal. She did Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she warned Zendaya and Tom Holland not to date. She said, I told them, don't do it, you guys. Don't go there. She said, well, they didn't listen to me. And they've been dating now for a while. And they're very happy. But she said, sometimes it just doesn't work out. Yeah. The Matrix Resurrections streaming today on HBO Max. Morty, Emily in Paris, season 2, is also available today on Netflix. A few things popping up out there. Well, a lot of things left and right. Watched the Ricardos last night. I loved it.
Now, we talked to Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on Friday, although on the phone earlier this morning, asked about The Matrix because Morty's a big fan of that franchise.
Well, yeah, he's going to tell us about it. Yeah, apparently, I don't know. There's something to know. So, I don't know. But he will tell us about it. We'll see, Morty. But I think, I have a feeling no matter good, bad, or indifferent, Morty, you watching it today?
Oh, yeah. I figured that.
That's his guy. That's his guy crush. That's just like Mike with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch some other Matt Damon movie again.
He was in some horrible movie.
Who? Matt Damon?
No, Keanu Reeves. He was in one really horrible movie.
Bad movie.
Where, with like two other women who like held him hostage. And I still watched it and enjoyed it.
Okay, well,
and
there
it was
you
terrible.
Go.
So.
your guy, man. That's your guy. That is my take. And Morty's right there. You miss anything on this show, hit up our website. That's the easiest way to do it. 96.3KKLZ.com.
All week long, giving you a chance to win those tickets for the mixtape tour featuring New Kids on the Block and Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt and Peppa. That's happening May 29th over at the Michelob Ultra Arena, formerly known as Mandalay Bay Event Center.
Yes.
So being Wednesday, all you have to do is name the group.
Yes, name the artist.
The artist in another special segment of Kazuki Wednesday. None of your business. None of your business. All right, there you go.
For the love of God.
All you have to do is identify the artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no clue.
Right?
No clue.
Mike doesn't even know who it is.
No, here it is one more time. None of your business. None of your business. You tell me what to play, what to say, and you know what?
If you can figure
now, okay. Ninth caller, starting with the ninth caller, 702-739-9636. You want a shot to win? 702-739-9636. Caller number 9. Good luck. A chance to win those tickets for the mixtape tour with a segment of
Kazuki Yoki Wednesday.
None of your business. None of your business. All right, we have Brian on the phone. Brian, all we're looking for is the artist. Can you name the artist?
Salt and Peppa.
Yeah, Brian. Woo! There you go. Good job.
I'm glad you knew it.
Yeah, Mike had no idea what we were doing.
None of your business.
That's right. None of your business. None of your beeswax.
Yeah. You got the tickets. You're going to see New Kids on the Block in Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt and Peppa at the Michelob Ultra Arena. This is happening in May of next year. Brian, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. And thank you for always listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hey, thank you so much. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Christmas.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is out of China, Carla. A cat recently fell off a balcony. Oh. Cat recently fell off a balcony, landed on a guy's head. Ooh. He knocked the guy out. Now, yeah. I guess the cat's going to be okay, but the guy?
Yeah.
He spent like 3 weeks in the hospital.
Oh, man, the velocity on something like that.
Right?
You know?
A cat coming down at you?
Ooh.
So.
Ooh, wee. Man.
Hopefully he's okay. Guy used his pool skimmer to pick up a bloated dead squirrel from the water.
Oh, no. Oh.
Then he trips and the squirrel falls on his back.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, you know what? I got to be honest. No. I'd probably react the same way.
Wow.
Listen. I mean, it's a dead, bloated squirrel on your back.
No. Oh, man.
It's just gross.
Oh, gosh.
And you're laying there. With a dead squirrel on your back.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, things fall out of those nets. Jeez.
Yeah.
Listen, once again in London, there's a strip club offering free lap dances to any working Santas.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool. Club manager says Yuletide is, and I quote, a real slog for these guys. We thought it was a good idea to give them a reward after a hard day's work in the grotto.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
All Santa has to do is turn up his red outfit and white beard, and our stunning girls will put a smile on his face. There you go. There you go.
Since then, there's been a big run on Santa outfits.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. No, this is my natural beard, said Morty. And a woman, you guys will love this story. A woman in Colorado. She's been ordered by the courts to return her ex-fiance's engagement ring. Judge says since he proposed to her on Christmas Day, the ring is considered, this has been going on for a while, considered to be a Christmas present and should be returned. Well, she doesn't have the ring anymore. $32,000 ring. She sold it for $10,000.
Oh, of course.
She's gonna, she's gonna have to pay him back.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it. I know all the guys out there are high five. Yeah. Fine. That's great. Yeah. There
Good
you
job,
go.
Bro.
Wow.
Well worth the wait.
Yeah. Sold it for a third of what it was worth.
Well, and that's probably why he left her.
Oh, it's the holiday season and a hoop-dee-doo and a Dickory Doc. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Simple story, very simple story out of Kentucky. You know, they're still feeling the effects and will be for a long time of those tornadoes that they had last week. Well, a pilot in Michigan, Timothy Bays is his name. He wanted to make sure that the kids in Mayfield, Kentucky still had a decent Christmas after their town was, you know, flattened by that tornado. So he flew his plane. He flew it in early earlier this week and brought thousands of toys with him for the kids of Mayfield, Kentucky. So they will have something to open and something to play with on Christmas Day. So, oh, no kidding, man.
Way to
Love to hear that stuff.
What a great story. And if you have a feel-good story yourself, by all means, we always say this, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Portisubs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Portisubs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portisubs.com. Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush. He will have your tickets for the Psychedelic Furs, I believe, at 12:40. Be listening for your chance to win those. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. Getting ready for Christmas Eve Eve. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.